This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We start the hour with a few lines open, so the crickets are alive and well. We're not going to kill them off, as Bob suggested last
time. Oh, the crickets. I'm sorry.
That's the bee.
Yeah.
Open the window. We'll get rid of the bees. Let a cricket hop in. Can you let them in, Doc? There they are. There they are now. Yeah. Welcome to the Critter edition of What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. more fun than any human being should be allowed to have, ladies and gentlemen.
Wild kingdom.
Waiting on the world to change, and it's obviously not going well. So we've gotten a little punchy here on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. Blowtorch, that is. The flag. And then, of course, KTGO 1090. The flag and the Bakken, Northwest North Dakota, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Crosby, that region of North Dakota, and of course Dickinson's KLTC, 1460 on your radio dial. So there you go. Whether you're listening there or the iHeart media app, whatever you're listening to, we're glad you're listening to What's on Your Mind today. Thank you very much. My name's Scott Hemman. Ty, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny and Matt manning things behind the scenes. When you call, Manny will answer your calls. At the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Later this hour, we're going to meet a couple of individuals that are planning a Donald Trump protest. They tell us it's a peaceful Donald Trump protest. That's good. We're glad about that. But they are calling North Dakota notoriously racist. Yeah. So, or actually Bismarck specifically, I think. Not even North Dakota. I think this got put all on the backs of Bismarck.
Wow.
The quote here from the story I'm reading, I think that Bismarck, being such a conservative and notoriously racist place, I feel it's very possible there could be some backlash against us. So, anyway, they've been working with police to have things lined up. We'll talk with them a little bit about that. They want a peaceful protest. I'm sure they'll find one, actually. I don't think there's anything to worry about at all. Speaking of Donald Trump, that is a week from Thursday that he'll be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference organizers with the Petroleum Council tell me they have freed up some more tickets for Donald Trump that will go on sale Thursday. Now, these are going to be a fairly large number of tickets. I don't know the actual number, but a fairly large number of tickets. So, you know, they've been doing these like 500 at a time, so I take it it's more than 500. And they'll be online at Ticketmaster.com, so folks anywhere can get them, as well as at the Bismarck Event Center. But that'll be Thursday, 11:30. That's happening. The only thing we don't know is how many, so I'd put it on your calendar right now. Put that on your calendar, okay? Exactly. So, all right, 9 past the hour. Let's get back to the phones here. We have till the bottom of the hour to find out what's on your mind. Talked about a lot of things. I haven't had as many salutes to local police as I'd like. But if you have a story to share about an encounter with a police officer in your town, it is National Police Officers Week. I want to salute each and every one of them and thank them and apologize to them for the fringe in this country that doesn't respect them and doesn't recognize the sacrifice they are, fueled by an administration that is basically professional protesters. This administration that we're waiting out for a few more months, they're professional protesters. They're bullies. They send letters threatening our schools. Can you imagine a president sending a letter to every school threatening them, bullying them? If you don't do what I want, we'll sue you, we'll take away your money. The President of the United States did that. And superintendents, don't take it lying down. Governors, don't take it lying down. Get out the shredder. Get yourself a viral video going. Mr. President, here's what I think of yours. Yeah, have it right go down. I'd do that in 10 seconds. Yeah. Exactly. I got an idea. We could send all the bees that are causing issues to the Oval Office. He wouldn't dare swat them because there'd be somebody that would be harmed by that. He would not dare. Because, exactly. All right. Go to the phone. 800-228-0550. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Am I backed up on the text? I think I am. I'll get to those here shortly. Who's been waiting the longest here? Don in Bismarck. Don called earlier and evidently didn't get a chance to say everything he wanted to, so I'm glad you called back, Don. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know I'm president of Beta North Dakota, and on behalf of all the motorcyclists in North Dakota, it fluctuates, but we're between 45 and 50,000 motorcyclists in the state. And, you know, Beta's all about motorcycle safety, motorcycle education, and motorcycle rights. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what Abate's all about.
Sounds like
we're not against the bees. I'm not against the bees. I like honey as much as the next guy. No problem there. There's, you know, we realize that we're going to encounter bees out in nature and all that. What our concern is the hives being right next to the road. The concentration is so high next to the hives, you can't go by a hive without hitting 20, 30 bees. All we're asking is to move the hives away from the road a little bit to give us more of a chance. I've talked to other beekeepers that take their bees out to California in the summertime and all that, and there is no law there either, but in California, at least they have the common sense to put them, you know, half mile, mile off the road so that they aren't getting, you know, being a nuisance and getting killed by vehicles and all that. Why is that such a hard issue? The landowners here, you know, you can't tell me that they can't find a spot that's a quarter mile off the road. The only reason they're there is for convenience. I understand. You know, we get a rainy season. It's hard to get to the beehives because of the mud. I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to trek. You wouldn't want to trek a mile into to you know, service the beehives. So I understand that. I also, again, all these issues have been answered by the bee folks, and I'd welcome any of them that want to address any of your issues to call in again. But we, you know, I feel like this is a bit of a broken record because these objections have been raised, and the folks in the bee community have addressed them, and they tell us again that they, you know, if say they did move them a mile, the risk for you wouldn't be any different. So that's the other issue.
Yes, it would, because you wouldn't have the main concentration right next to the road.
Well,
you can go out and, when you're driving down the road and you're a mile away from the beehives, you're not hitting all the bees yet. When you get right up to the hives, that's where you're getting all the bees.
They claimed it, just so you know. But we have raised the issue. But, Don, I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you guys are organized and talking about these issues, and that's the best way to solve them. Appreciate your call very much. Texter says, I feared a crash when my girlfriend was stung for the first time in her pickup. She went crazy. Hives were 50 yards off of Highway 83. As a motorcyclist, it's a pain to drive through bees, but ultimately they are more important. They are the most effective pollinators in nature. They are. Facebook comment says, taking pictures this morning and listening to you guys talking about bees. I've always wanted to start a hobby hive and have done a lot of research. And while all the people complaining about bees need to do more research, do some research. But other than that, check out this new product that is starting to be seen in the bee industry. Honeyflow.com for it. Okay. Scott, how can you say Trump's position on issues is the reason people like him? I believe that it's more his lack of clarity of his views than bring his votes. I believe it's more his lack of clarity of views that bring his votes. People say he likes like I do, he thinks like I do, but Trump actually has numerous conflicting statements on many issues. Leadership means you are willing to take a stand. What is his view on opening bathrooms to people of both sexes? He seems to be saying he doesn't know. Would he want his wife in a locker room in which men undress? Who knows? Well, I've heard him say the states ought to decide, is what he said, but... I think Trump's positions on issues, the wall, taxes, are popular with people. I think the fact that he also is clearly mad and fights back, for instance, right after the San Bernardino attack, saying, let's take a hard look at refugees coming here. People agree with that. So I think it's the way he says it, but I think it's also what he says, to tell you the truth. I do. So, Frank in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. I'm calling in. What we're doing is we're looking for a Ryan airplane that was kind of like almost a sister ship to Charles Lindbergh's plane, and it was housed here in Washington Springs for about 6 years, and then it was sold to an Ed Scrouch, S-K-R-O-C-H, of Minot, North Dakota, in 1934, and then he had an accident with it in August of 34. And
my goodness. Hang on, Frank. We're going to go into a break here, and I want to give you a chance to finish this.
Okay, thank you.
You're looking for an aircraft with some historical significance.
The pieces of it or whatever.
Yeah, this is interesting. Hang on a second. We'll see if we have anybody in the audience that might know. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You this week and say, hey, I appreciate you. I really, really do. Look them in the eye, shake a hand, slap a back, say, hey, this is something you need to hear. We're glad you are where you are. We're glad you're doing what you're doing. We need you on that line, and we're thankful you're on that line, and we sleep better at night knowing we're on that line. So
you're on that line. You can't do enough for these folks who day in and day out risk their life for us, right? And certainly veterans have done that over the years. Active duty, Guard and Reserve, military folks do it every single day, but so do our law enforcement officers, and they do it under the veil of disdain from an administration that is more interested in stirring, strife. It's really awful. So more than ever, it's a good time to thank our police officers. Please do. If you have one in your community that's done some great things, please let us know. Give them a shout out by calling us at 800-228-0550. But honestly, much more important is going to find one today. Look them in the eye. Get out of your box a little bit and say, thanks. That's all you got to say. They're going to get it. Thanks. And they'll appreciate it. Okay? Back on the program, we call What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by B-Mobile. You've probably heard me talking about B-Mobile already, right? And a lot of you have already done business with them. They're the largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, of course, is that name you know and trust for America's Mondo, huge, large, most reliable 4G LTE network. And if by chance you're not on that network, maybe stuck in a contract or a device agreement with somebody else, maybe left Verizon, now realize, hey, it just doesn't live up to the hype. I want to come back. Whatever the reason, come home to Verizon and B-Mobile right now, and they'll pay your fees to switch. That's right. Get up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. Call or visit B-Mobile. Get all the details right now. They're everywhere you are, the home, the lake, beyond, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake at Botno locations, Bemidji, Thiever Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota too. BMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, Frank is calling us from Westington Springs, South Dakota, in search of a historic piece of aircraft. And the last, so pick up where you left off. This started in South Dakota and then came to North Dakota at some point in what, the 50s, did you say?
In the 1930s, 1934, Ed A. Scrooch, S-K-R-O-C-H of Minot, bought the plane, and then he had an accident with it in August of 34, and he took it back to his home in Minot. It says on the records, planning to repair it. But it was never licensed again. And we just wonder if somebody is still living that would have any idea of whether it was salvaged out and what happened to the pieces. And it had a tail number of 4087, and that was under the wings, too, and then a serial number of 64. It was made about 6 months after Lindbergh's made his historic flight. And it was a Ryan B-1 Brome out of San Diego. They made them. And it's a big story. There was a plane called the Spirit of North Dakota. I don't want to confuse this too much, but owned by John Goughlin of Minot's grandfather, purchased that. And then when he went to get it in San Diego, here was Lindbergh, basically shopping for a plane, and he said, what do you think of these planes? He said, well, I bought this one. Take it up and try it. And that one ended up being restored in Ward County, North Dakota, and then took out to San Diego for display, and then it burned up. So we know we found some wheels to a plane, and we think it's from the Spirit of South Dakota. We know it ain't the Spirit of North Dakota because that demise there.
Wow. And, there is a company called Tri-State Aviation down in Wahpeton works with a lot of aviation enthusiasts in restoring old aircraft and whatnot. I check with them too. There's a neat team down there, but if you call Cindy Schreiber Beck, I just ask for Cindy down there, they'll take care of you. But it's Tri-State Aviation in Wahpeton, and
that might be a too. Phone number there.
I'll see if I can find one here for you. And in the meantime, if anybody calls us, Frank, what we'll do is get your number just so we have it here.
And, yeah, it's, I could give it out if you wanted me to.
Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. 605-770-1758. And there was a man, Robert Schultz, looked for this plane in the 90s. He couldn't find anything of it. And he passed away, but they have a memorial for him. And I'm trying to update everything to kind of present that at his memorial. So,
got it. Okay. I did find
I've
a number
for about 3-4 years.
Well, it sounds like a fun project, that's for sure. Hang on a second here. The number for TSA down in Wahpeton is 701-642-4204.
Okay.
642-4204. You bet. Good luck with that, and let us know how it turns out, okay?
I'll just add one other little thing. I applaud you on applauding our police, and they're supposed to be have released 15 to 20,000 illegal alien criminals that were convicted in the last year. Now, what gives them the right? But think of the millions of dollars and the lives risked to catch them guys, and they just release them back into the public. Can you even believe that?
No, I can't, Frank. And I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Chris and Bobels, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Chris, are you there? Go ahead. You're up on the Clover Day Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, sir.
I'm just wondering what the misdirection is here on this whole transgender equality thing. It seems like a whole lot of misdirection for a bigger picture that's really happening that the government doesn't want us to know.
So what do you think that would be?
I have no idea. It's going to come out in time, but it's something else. Let's keep them talking about gender equality and something else in the meantime.
The gay, lesbian, transgender, you know, questioning of the, you know, group is a big, big, big constituency of the Obama administration. Huge. And when some were leaving him, and in the last election, they were doubling down. So it looks to me like political payback. I don't know if there's anything beyond that, but I hear you. Stephen Grafton, half a minute for your comment. Go ahead.
I don't know if you understand, Scott, about this bee thing. I'm a motorcycle rider, and every time you get within a quarter mile of them beehives, it's like driving through an absolute rainstorm. It's nuts. The whole front of your motorcycle gets covered. You get stung, it's just
so crazy. You're saying if I took that bee and operation and moved it a quarter mile, then it wouldn't be there anymore on the road?
It wouldn't be quite as bad. The bee...
Because that's not what the beekeepers say. That's all I'm saying. So it's not so much me not understanding. It's just that having heard this issue before and brought it to folks to say, hey, what, you know, they say this. What do you say? That's the scoop we get on it. Out of time, though. Steve, call again. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind on this Trump protest.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
On your mind, Monday edition of the program, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Need a better night's sleep? I have a phone number or a website that will make your life better. You may say, well, that's a little extreme for a pillow, but I'm telling you, I can speak from personal experience. Todd, too, we love our pillows, and we hear from listeners nearly every day. Somebody sends a note in with another story about MyPillow. Now, here's what you do need to know. The most important thing to your health is your sleep, okay? We want you healthy, and in order to make sure you're healthy, you need good sleep. So, that's why we talk often about how the pillow is the way to go. Most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. So these two go hand in hand. We have a great deal, a four-for-one deal. The classic four-pack combo for $99.98, where you receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. The two-for-one deal on the premium pillow is also still available. That's 50% off. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or dial 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And again, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right. Let me just quickly finish with a couple of callers that have been waiting. And then we have two guests that are going to talk about a planned protest for the Donald Trump event in Bismarck. Find out more about that we've invited in. Robin Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yes, about the transgender bathrooms. There was a controversy in Tacoma, Washington about that they had decided not to tell the people. And then when the people found out, they had thousands of people that were upset about it. And my question is, maybe you could have Bill Bowman of the Missouri Valley Family YMCA in Bismarck call and give his what their policy is going to be on it.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Bill's organization is what?
YMCA.
The YMCA?
Bill Bowman, he's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Executive director, I forget the exact title. But
yeah, was there a controversy in Tacoma with the YMCA?
Yeah, they had decided to change their policy to allow transgendered people to use all the bathrooms secretly, and they didn't tell any of their employees or the public. But there was a woman that saw a man in the fully undressed and fully intact male in the women's showers, and they commented that a lot of women had experienced rape, and that this was traumatizing for them.
Oh my God.
I personally thought that they were worried about making transgender people feel uncomfortable, but what about all the women in there and the undressed young children in there, how that would make them feel? I think it's a little bit selfish from the transgender part.
Right. Well, one area we promised to dig into is, and I want to start with the governor, as it relates to the president's letter to all the schools. But we are going to do this, check with the schools, check with other entities that are having to make these decisions, so people know what's happening. So I appreciate you calling, Rob. Thanks. Take one more here, Steve in Watford. What's on your mind? Watford City, North Dakota.
Hi. I hear a lot about the LGBT bathroom issue, and, everybody's talking about it's going to be an opportunity for perverts to go into the bathroom, male perverts to go into the ladies' room. One thing you're missing, you're doing it, the media in general is doing it, is that a lot of the LGBTs are bisexual. In other words, they might have had the operation, except they had the breast implants done, and they're taking female hormones, but they didn't have the final operation. And they're bisexual, so they get aroused by both men and women. They're in a bathroom or a shower with women, and they're an anatomical male, even though they have surgical breasts.
I see
that as a real problem. Bisexuals who have no scruples about who they want to have sex with, being in the women's bathroom or the men's bathroom, for that matter.
Yeah, I think the troublesome part of this from the administration and others is to say, whatever, never mind the birth certificate, just however you identify, use that, okay? And I've tried long and hard to say, we're talking about a very small percentage of people that would find themselves in the category you just described, okay? Set them aside for a moment. We cannot take 99% of people and say, okay, we're going to put you at risk for the 1%. That's not public safety. And that's what I'm talking about, the opportunity for abuse on this, where you're going to exploit the fact that, I identify as female, therefore I'll be going in the female, high school locker room. That's what it allows. That's what bugs me. Not even so much, the issues you're bringing up. But I appreciate the call. Sadly, this issue isn't going anywhere. We will continue to do that. And again, the president is bullying. The president of the United States is bullying schools now over this. Threatening lawsuits over this. Not, hey, let's address this. Let's discuss this. No, you will do it my way, or else I will sue you and you'll have less funding. That's my definition of a bully. So it's not going to go anywhere. We have a couple of guests in studio, and we asked them to join us because they were saying some things about North Dakota that was a little bit different than our version of North Dakota. They were saying that in the midst of planning a protest for the Donald Trump visit. And it's America, so people can plan protests. That's not a problem. We're not here to suggest that that isn't, an American activity where people can disagree and have free speech, but it's more about sort of describing the North Dakota that we don't exactly know. Austin Alexius Klein is with us in studio. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for letting me come on.
You bet. And on the phone is Allison Renville. Allison, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Austin, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a student at North Dakota State University. I'm about to finish up my first year here in Fargo. Other than that, I've spent my whole life in Bismarck. I went to St. Mary's. I went to Bismarck High. And I went to St. Mary's Grade School. So all my education's there. Lots of friends there. All my family's there and in the Williston area. So this is why this issue is so important to me.
And how about you? Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Allison Renville. I'm from Sisseton, South Dakota, but I am a Hunkpapa Lakota from Standing Rock. And I actually attended school at the United Tribes Technical College there and sat as student council president. And here in South Dakota, I'm a delegate for Bernie Sanders going to the Philadelphia convention.
All right. You're a delegate with your North Dakota delegate or a South Dakota
I'm
delegate?
I'm a South Dakota. Yeah.
Got it. South Dakota delegate. Okay. So now we know a little bit about both of you. So, Austin, tell us, how does the idea for a protest come up? What prompted this? Because you announced this like within hours of Donald Trump announcing he was coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've just been doing research pretty much the whole semester on the oil boom in Williston. And even in high school, I was interested in the oil boom because I spent a lot of time in Williston. And I witnessed what was unfolding and kind of how what the media was saying didn't really match up with what was actually going on. And so when I was writing these papers, I really realized a lot of things that were just not okay, like just terrible things. And when I saw Donald Trump was going to speak at an oil boom or the oil conference, the oil expo conference in Bismarck, I just realized that, like, he's going to come in and, like, just, he's going to condone, he's going to keep arguing the status quo. And then he's a huge figure in politics, in popular culture. It's a huge deal that he's coming to Bismarck. Bismarck doesn't really get a lot of people that big that come and talk.
I agree with you there. I mean, it's obviously a big oil conference, a lot going on. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is well respected in the industry. A lot of people come and mm-hmm. goes back and forth each and every year from here and then to Saskatchewan and back. So, and obviously Donald Trump is, I mean, you know, turn on any evening news program, any mm-hmm. cable channel, any open up a newspaper, you're going to see him there. So it is it's a big deal. So, you know, the fact that it's a big deal is and that he's in the middle of the news is why you want to do this.
The reason why I want to do this is just to give the public the option to engage in discussion as to the state of North, because this protest is for the people of North Dakota. It's for them to decide whether or not they want to live in a safe and clean state or a state that is going to be unregulated, dysfunctional. And I'm not calling for an end to oil extraction completely. I just want... And I think what the majority of North Dakotans want is for these oil companies to extract oil in a safe, regulated, and legal manner, and not in a way which allows for all this toxic waste to just be thrown around, all this radioactive material to just be thrown around. And this isn't even the first oil boom in North Dakota history.
But here's a couple things I want to ask you about, and then I want to bring in Allison, too, and see if her reasons match yours or if you have different reasons, Allison. But when you talk about what you described, first of all, obviously it is regulated. You said unregulated, but it is regulated. So there's regulations federally. That, in fact, the industry would argue there's too many regulations, but there's a lot of them. But what is the – I don't understand why Donald Trump coming prompts you to say, okay, we need to protest – oil development. What, are you protesting oil development or are you protesting Donald Trump coming?
It's like two birds with one stone, as they say. Like, he's going to come in and sort of promote the status quo, and he's the keynote speaker. So, I mean, if I wanted to protest Donald Trump, I couldn't ignore that where he was speaking at an oil convention. And I guess my idea of unregulated is just 300 oil spills occurring between 2013 and 2014 with no notification of the public, 150 times illegally the dumping of toxic brine.
Do you know what defines a spill?
Would you like to tell me?
No, I'm just asking. Do you know what you know when you say, when you're talking about the number of spills that happen, what a spill as small as what would constitute a spill? It's a very small amount. So in other words, there was a threshold there of you know, when you notify people and what's done about them. So a spill, without a definition of how much we talk and can, you know, scare people. So I just think we should make sure we're clear on that. So Allison, are your issues the same as Austin as far as the oil connection with Donald Trump? Is this an oil thing for you?
Well, I think it's an overall, you know, it's a general safety issue for a lot of things. I mean, you know, to kind of tie this into a lot of the conversations
that you're having already. Hold that thought. We're up against the break. It's a safety issue for Allison, oil issue for Austin. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Distracted driving is when you do or participate in any activity that takes your eyes, your hands, your mind off of the task of driving. And, of course, the number one instrument used in today's world to do that is a smartphone. It's when we reach for something on the floor, reach for something that is behind the seat, or, obviously, look completely down and read something or do an activity where we aren't paying any attention to what's going on in front of us is where we go into a, you know, a dangerous situation where there may be no recovery time. Sometimes the simplest tasks that we do in our vehicles instantly can turn into a tragedy.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing distracted driving injuries and fatalities in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org/traffic safety. That's ndsc.org.
Walking into a PetroServe USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King Size Candy Bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
Happy New Year, folks. That's right. Happy New Year. Glad you're listening. Looking forward to a great 2016 special encore edition on this New Year's Day of What's On Your Mind. Sit back, relax, enjoy the final few minutes, and we'll see you again on the next What's On Your Mind Monday. You hear me talking about how Heedalls has it, right? And you instantly think, yeah, exactly what I'm looking for. Heedalls has that part, as they always do. Well, they also have great people. Folks like Eric Monegoski. He's in Bismarck, actually. And isn't that a great name? Polish-German. I love it. Grew up in Mandan, and his grandparents immigrated from Poland. So grandfather came from Michigan. Grandmother lived here, and really kind of cool. I love the story. And anyway, he loves working at Heedalls. He does. He talks about taking care of customers on the phone, all over North Dakota within a 100-mile radius. They come in the front door that, do the ordering. He keeps the inventory straight, a smile on his face. And he's new. I mean, so many of the folks at Heedalls have been there decades. You know, we've talked to 30 and 40 years employees. This guy's been there less than a year and absolutely loves us. Did he ever get stumped? He said, well, some of the older stuff comes in. I have a hard time finding, a Model T or what? He said, not that bad. But a guy came in with a 49 Chevy this morning looking for the points and condensers for it. So Pretty darn cool. First car, by the way, an 88 Pontiac Sunfire hatchback. Proving I'm old and he's not. Eric Bonagoski, one of the Heedalls Has It pros. Stop and see him throughout North
I've
Dakota.
I've wrecked a few cars by 88.
Yeah, exactly. All throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota, too. Back with Kevin Williams from the Great National Review. One of the reasons I'm a conservative is this iconic publication. So he has written the book, The Case Against Trump. I want to ask him in a moment some of the things we should be most worried about from a policy standpoint if he were president, and also how this might end politically in the short time we have left. But Dustin in Bismarck has a question on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. First, go ahead for Kevin Williams. Dustin.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what's in your mind as we shuffle the deck a little bit on Todd Mitchell and Scott Hennon undoubtedly coming back momentarily? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or text into 701-226-8503. Austin Alexis Klein and Allison Renville, co-coordinators of the Peaceful Donald Trump Protest, Stand Up to Trump, hashtag Stand Up to Trump, and the Indian Stand, capitalized to signify North Dakota. You guys there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, hi, Allison. We just had a little bit of a technical hiccup here, so I wasn't sure who we had and who we didn't. I'm sure Scott will be coming back in just a moment. I think you were trying to...
Let Allison talk about the safety side of this, if we could. Allison, real quickly, you just said that this was more of a safety issue for you, so explain briefly.
Well, it's generally, overall safety because of the fact that, there's such an influx in the sex trafficking issues and, the water preservation and, the potential oil contamination of, into the water. And it's like all of these issues fall under the importance of getting involved in voting, registering, rallying together and, standing up and going to caucus together and getting as many people to represent, your state and their fight.
Once again, we agree, Allison. I think motivating people to civically becoming more involved is a really good thing. One thing I have to take issue with Austin is that a quote I saw on the Standing blog when you were talking about preparing for this and being concerned about violence, saying I think Bismarck, being such a conservative and notoriously racist place, I feel like it's very possible that there could be some backlash against this. Against us. I think by the police department of Bismarck will have approved our permit. I believe the police will be protecting us, but I believe we'll have our own bodyguards there. You really think you need bodyguards to protect you in Bismarck, North Dakota, and you really think Bismarck's racist?
Is that for me?
It is, yeah.
I've grown up there. That's what people don't realize. I've gotten death threats, and it's just not necessary. I mean, all I'm trying to do is voice my opinion. I'm not looking to... for that kind of stuff. And what I was trying to say with that is that Bismarck is a very conservative place. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of a representation of other peoples, and other peoples kind of just get pushed to the side. So when I'm...
You're worried.
I'm not really too worried about it. It's just it exists, and I can't just ignore it. And I was in high school, one of my best friends was African-American, And just the bullying she received is kind of prompted that quote. And that's just my personal opinion. That's by no means backed up by any scientific research or anything.
Okay, good.
It's just my experience living in the city throughout my whole life. And that's what people didn't realize. After that quote was published, and that was a terrible article. I read through it and I was like, okay, this is just a rant and whatever. And
you're critiquing yourself as having ranted?
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I kind of didn't expect him to just like copy and paste everything I said into the article,
Let me get a quick call in here because we don't have much time. Chris in Bismarck for our guest. Go ahead.
Yeah, Austin, I have to ask you a question. Do you eat bananas on a regular basis?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What?
You do. You do realize, okay, you're throwing around about toxic waste and everything getting thrown around North Dakota and dumped in North Dakota. The toxic waste from those filter socks puts off 45 microcuries of radiation per day. A single banana, one single banana consumed gives you 110 microcuries of radiation every day.
Yeah, this is, they're good points. I think in Austin...
I go out of my way to not eat bananas, actually. I
thought
bananas probably
a lot of
food. There you go. Actually, you are saying.
The larger point is toxic does not belong in the same sentence as filter socks, but it or radioactive for that matter, but it is kind of what you do when you oppose the industry. But that doesn't mean you don't have the right to do it. So thank you both for sharing a little bit of your story today. We appreciate it, okay? We're out of time, folks. God bless you. See you next tomorrow on What's Up.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.